Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. I am so excited about today's show, and I want to make sure that you stay tuned for all of it. We're going to spend about an hour today talking about how we can help you get on a path to permanent weight control and help you create a healthier, longer life. But first, I'd like to share an article I read which shows that more and more states are growing obese at an alarming rate. And I came across this article on abcnews.com, and it talks about the nation's waistline expanding, with nine states now reporting that over 30% of its residents are obese. The nation's waistline is expanding. And if you take a look at 10 years ago, just 10 years ago, not one state had a statistic that showed it as being obese. And here we are 10 years down the road, and we have nine states that are showing their residents that are clinically obese. And what's really alarming about that is not only not one state in the United States has met the national goal of lowering obesity prevalence to 15%. Not one. And this was a goal that was set out by the Center for Disease Control. Only one state, Colorado and the District of Columbia, reported a prevalence of obesity under 20%, which is actually 18.6% and 19.7% respectively, according to the Center for Disease Control. In 2007, only three states reported an increase in prevalence of obesity above 30%. That's Tennessee, Alabama, and Mississippi. Now that there's nine states that exceed that mark, and those nine states are Missouri, Kentucky, West Virginia, Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, with Mississippi having the highest prevalence for obesity at 34.4% of its residents. And the obesity estimates were actually considered to be much higher than that, because the data from this research was done from a self-reported health data telephone survey where interviews were conducted over the telephone. And with self-reported studies like this, most people underestimate obesity. For example, both men and women underestimate their height, which skews the study, and women underestimate their weight. And so even with that, at nine states with 30% of the population being overweight or obese is just amazing. In fact, the national obesity estimate in this study stood at 26.7%, lower than 33.9% prevalence reported by the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. But when you take a look at studies among themselves and you start cutting through some of the statistics a little bit, there's a couple of things that are really that we need to take into consideration. First off, the groups that are affected by this the most are non-Hispanic blacks at 26.8% obese. Hispanics, 30.7% are obese. Individuals who didn't finish high school are 32.9% more likely to be obese. Patients ages 50 to 59 are at the risk of being 31.1% obese. And patients ages 60 to 69 have a 30.9% prevalence for being obese. And you kind of take a look at states like Colorado and the District of Columbia and wonder why they have lower rates. Well, a couple of things that you might consider, and that is certainly Colorado is dubbed the Mile High City because it's located 1 mile above sea level. And people who live at such high altitudes actually expend more energy in their normal day-to-day life, not to mention Much of the lottery funds that are collected in the Colorado Lottery go towards creating physical activity initiatives such as parks and trails. It's also a cultural phenomenon that physical activity is more prevalent in Colorado than most states. I think the one that really threw me a little bit, though, was the District of Columbia, because that's a large city with a large population of African Americans. But what they did indicate is while they were city dwellers, that many of the people living in the District of Columbia take public transportation and the subway system to get around. And statistically showing that people who ride the subway and ride public transit also tend to expend more energy walking to and from those stations, walking to and from work, walking to and from home to get to those stations. But no matter the reason, more public health initiatives are needed, according to the Center for Disease Control. And I'd like to challenge you a little bit today on that. And I'm not sure that we need any more public health initiatives. What I think we need, what Dr. A has been talking about in the Habits of Health Talk radio program since its inception back in December, and with the release of the book, The Habits of Health, is all about teaching people how to first reach a healthy weight. We have to make that decision, a personal decision in our life, to make health a priority. And then beyond that, we have to really get on this path to reach a healthy weight. And what's so exciting about what we do here at Habits of Health Talk Radio is that we actually help people in the initial stages lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week following the protocols of our program. But that's only the beginning to the program. As you know, 85% of the people that go on a traditional diet gain their weight back within a couple of years. And actually, most of us not only gain our weight back, but we add to it. And so as we look at traditional diets, we're only going to be able to keep that weight off if we change what we do. And so we're going to have to learn how to make a lifestyle change, how to get connected with other people who are like-minded, and really change how we really look at food, how we become more physically active, how we get enough sleep, how we provide our body with vital nutrients. And what I would encourage you to do, if you've not had an opportunity to visit our website, that's habitsofhealthtalk.com. On the very front of the webpage, there's a couple of resources I want to make sure that I point you to, and I'll mention it several times during our show today because I think it's so key. First off, you can get Dr. A's Habits of Health book and workbook, Living a Longer, Healthier Life. These two books are a self-study course which will help you change your mindset. Understand that why we are the way we are is really not our fault. Between the food industry and the way our bodies are designed to store energy, it's really not our fault that we've gained weight, but it is our responsibility to change our behavior. And Dr. A has written in The Habits of Health a very step-by-step, easy-to-read process that helps us evaluate where we are today, how do we reach a healthy weight, how do we keep the weight off after we've lost the weight, how do we change our lifestyle so that this is a longer, healthier life that we get to create. And right there on the website, you can actually click on the link that's got Dr. A's picture on it. It'll take you to a site where you can actually purchase the book and workbook, and I would encourage you to do that. This program is not about selling books. This is a program about helping you change your orientation to a healthier way of life and helping you live a longer, healthier life. You know, you can really create a life of optimal health. And we talk a lot about that here at Habits of Health Talk Radio. We also, in our bio network of health coaches, we have about 10,000 health coaches around the country that are helping people get healthy. And in that circle, we're finding that more and more people that not only lose weight, but then begin to share this journey, this passion with the people that they love, it becomes an epidemic. And we started off this program talking about a statistic that showed 10 years ago, not a single state showed that 30% of its residents were obese. Here we now have, 10 years down the road, a statistic that shows 9 states have 30% of their residents that are overweight or obese. And beyond the statistic of that, you know, when you take a look at what we're doing in the industry of food, for example, in the year 1900, if you got a hold of a Hershey chocolate bar, do you know that that chocolate bar was only 2 ounces? And those 2 ounces were about 297 calories. Let's take a look at 111 years down the road. The typical Hershey bar is 7 ounces and are loaded with 900 calories. In addition to that, popcorn, in the 1950s, if you ordered a popcorn, it would be about 3 cups. Now, if you go to the movie theater and order a bucket of popcorn, it's 21 cups. We've gone from 174 calories to eat a few cups of popcorn up to 1,700 calories to consume 21 buttered cups of popcorn. And that's just a few years. You know, we take a look at 54 years, that statistic shows how the portion sizes in America has changed. Another one that I thought was really, really kind of interesting was that sugar consumption. Back in the 1950s, we consumed on average per capita 109 pounds of sugar annually. Now in the year 2000, we're just talking 50 years later, we've added another 50 pounds of sugar per year. But what we've also done is change the way we consume sweeteners and sugars. For example, in the 1950s, we consumed about 96 pounds of cane or beet sugar per year. Contrast that to where we are in the year 2000, 63 pounds of that are now high fructose corn syrup. You want to know how many pounds of high fructose corn syrup we consumed back in the 1950s? Zero. It didn't exist. So here we have 63 pounds of high fructose corn syrup that we consume in our diet every year. And just to let you know, as Dr. Anderson mentioned a couple of weeks on our program, that high fructose corn syrup goes into our body, is processed by the liver and immediately converted to fat. And the only way to get rid of those fat calories is to reduce the number of calories. And because we're not going to reduce sweeteners, we're reducing nutrition. And then on top of that, we have to expend a lot more energy in order to get rid of that fat. So it's been an amazing shift as we look at high fructose corn syrup. More and more people are eating less eggs for protein. And we're filling up on a lot more high calorie, high fat portions of things in our diet. And if we don't really take control of our personal health, we're really creating a life of disease and not creating a life of optimal health. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by a couple of people that have been on this journey, that have made a pivotal change in their life and are really making a difference, and I'd like you to hear their personal stories. And today on this program, we're going to show you how to create a longer, healthier life. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host today. Dr. A is out traveling around the world trying to get America healthy, and you've been listening to the first part of the show. We were really focusing in on where we stand as a country and what we're doing to make that pivotal change to create optimal health in our life. Before we get to Susie Larson, my special guest today, I'd like to invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the very front of the webpage, there's a link to take Dr. A's health quiz. I'd like you to take that quiz today and email me your score at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. That's optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. You can also reach us after the show by telephone, and we'll make sure to get you connected with a certified health coach, and you can do that at 401-388-0778. I have with me today a very special friend of mine, our special guest, Susie Larson, who lives in Yuma, Arizona at the moment and travels between Lodi, California and Yuma, Arizona. Susie, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you so much, Russ. I'm glad to be here.
Well, first off, I'd let you know that sunny California today is actually kind of overcast. I see a few blue skies, but hopefully we're going to part the waters and have 70-degree weather out here in Northern California. So I'm sure there in Yuma, Arizona, it's probably pretty hot today.
Yeah, it's expected to be 115 today and 118 on Saturday.
Oh, wow. So in any case, what I'd like to do is have you share with us a little bit about your personal story and how you have made a pivotal change in your life to create optimal health.
Well, I would love to, Russ. Thank you. My health journey pretty much started with obesity that hit me at about age 40. Hysterectomy and starting on HRT, I had a huge hormonal change, and I just began to gain weight uncontrollably. And within the first year, I had gained 40 pounds. And over the next 3 years, I gained 40 more pounds. And then through the dieting and the yo-yoing, I managed to gain another 20 pounds. So I found myself just 100 pounds overweight with no end in sight, and really just frustrated. So I battled this for 15 years, and just nothing worked. I mean, I tried everything from structured programs to the famous WW, and 10 months on that and only lost 8 pounds. I was very frustrated. And so my physicians were telling me that, you know, Susie, you need to do something. We just really need to do something. But they never shared any kind of a solution. I was prescribed diet pills, and I was told, you know, do the health pyramid, the food pyramid, whatever, and just nothing really worked. Well, I have a real strong heart history, with my father being the first open heart surgery patient on the West Coast, and I was quite frightened that I was approaching the age where I could probably be looking at the end of my life.
You bet.
But in November 10th of 2008, I heard about Take Shape for Life. I thought, I've got nothing to lose but 100 pounds. And so I gave it a try. I gave it a try. And it was just so different. It was so easy. And I immediately saw results. And I lost 6 pounds in the first week. And thinking back that I spent 10 months with Weight Watchers and only lost 8 pounds, believe me, that was a real eye-opener.
Sure.
So over the course of 3.5 months, I wound up losing 7 dress sizes, and to a woman, the pounds to me weren't as important as the dress sizes because I was completely reshaping. I wound up being less than I was in high school and very excited about that. My physician, totally thrilled, took me off of all 3 of the prescription medications I was on for blood pressure and cholesterol and acid reflux.
Wow.
My energy level was just crazy. I was able to play with my grandkids and run around and just feel great. You know, so after being on the program and doing my transition, I'd actually lost a total of 80 pounds. I did lose about 18, 20 pounds on my own, struggling. Took me years to do it. But 80 pounds.
Wow.
I've kept this off, Russ, for over 2.5 years.
Okay, so what's your secret? How have you been able to keep your weight off? Because as you know, 85% of people that go on a diet gain their weight back.
Well, you know something, I think that's an easy answer. First of all, with the Take Shape for Life program, you learn the habits of health. And in the past, I couldn't have told you what a portion was. I didn't really know how to make wise food choices. You know, the habits of health and this Take Shape for Life program has really made all the difference. And then I think making a decision to become a health coach and helping others do the same has actually taught me more and has kept me accountable. So I really kind of attribute a lot of it to, first of all, Dr. A's habits of health, and then becoming a health coach.
You bet. Well, I think, you know, when you take a look at the, I mean, 80 pounds is very, very significant. And I have had a chance to watch you lose the weight and kind of go through that journey. And in addition to losing weight and getting off the medications and losing the dress sizes, what I've seen in you, Susie, is not only that, but I've seen a major personality change, and just your smile has returned. Your energy level is over the chart, and you're there in Yuma, Arizona, helping people change their lives and get healthy. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your testimony today, being with us, and making such a big difference, not only in your life, but the lives of the other people that you're touching there in Yuma, Arizona. Thank you so much, Susie, for sharing that today.
Oh, you're so welcome.
We're going to jump around a little bit and head over to Vancouver, Washington, to another terrific friend of mine. She's been on hold, but she's really a powerhouse in the habits of health system and really has been an instrumental part of shaping the way we look at food and the way we look at how our health is going to change. Nancy, are you there?
Hi, Russ. I'm so glad to be a part of the show today.
Well, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a formal introduction. This is Nancy Pettit, a very, very good friend of ours, and over the last 9 years or so has lost a very large, significant amount of weight and has changed her life and is also helping people all over the country. Nancy, will you share your personal story with us?
I'd be glad to. I started on the program in 2002. A great friend of ours told us about the program. And he knew how much I'd been struggling with dieting all my life. And when I got started, I was 54 years old. And I tell people I was fat, I was frumpy, and I was frazzled. And the most difficult thing in my life was just hauling around extra weight day in and day out and just trying to make it through my work, to make it to work each day. It was very painful and difficult for me. I had an autoimmune disorder at the time. And my doctor had not truly diagnosed it yet as lupus, but I had great fatigue. I had arthritis and, you know, all the things that come along with obesity. And when you started the show today and you were talking about people, you know, between the ages of 50 and 59 years of age have a higher incidence of obesity. And then you talked about the people in Colorado because of the high altitude that they have, you know, better success with weight loss. When I thought about me, here I am at 45 feet above sea level. And I'm right exactly in that age bracket that you described.
Right.
And just struggling with all the things that people do. But I got started on the program. Pardon me. I made a decision, as you talked about, to really change things around. I decided that I wasn't going to live that way anymore. And when I was given the opportunity to choose the healthiest way, that's what I did. And I am so grateful. You know, I lost about 128 pounds in 7 months. And I tell you, it was an incredible time for me. I never, ever looked back. I never felt like I was being deprived of anything. Because in a matter of a few days, it was the first time I'd ever experienced not being hungry and not always craving more and more and more. I used to eat constantly. Nothing ever satisfied me. And once I was able to get my blood sugar level under great control and use the portion-controlled meal replacements, all the things that really contributed to helping my health come back into line, it made a significant difference in my energy level, how I thought. I felt like my brain was working, you know, more clearly. And over time, once I began to really explore all the teachings that I was getting from Dr. Anderson, it really helped me to make sense why I was so out of control before. I really needed the structure that the program offers. Right. And, you know, we didn't have Dr. A's Habits of Health, his book, out in those days, but now we do. And I just have such great confidence. You know, I'm 62 now. I've been managing my weight for 8.5 years. I love having just a great influence in the lives of people who feel helpless and hopeless like I did at one time. Our program is phenomenal, and it has really made such a difference in my own personal life. But the greatest thing is to be able to pass the gift of health on to other people and to inspire and encourage them. Because our program, it really works. There's just nothing else that I can say is that it works when you follow the habits of health.
Nancy, I know every time I see you and every time we get together, you have such an amazing spirit, an amazing smile on your face. And, you know, we talk about, you know, losing 128 pounds in 7 months and having kept that off for over 8.5 years. That is a major milestone when you take a look at the statistics that I opened the show with, and you're bucking the trend. You're using the tools that Dr. Anderson's helped us create, and now with the Habits of Health system to help us change our mindset, it really has become a longer, healthier way of life. Nancy, thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing your testimony. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to travel all the way to Louisiana. So stick around. We'll be right back.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host. Make sure you visit our website and take the health quiz at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Make sure you send us your score via email at health@hohtalk.com. And you can also reach us after this show at 401-388-0778. We've been visiting with some of our folks all over the country who have made a major change in the health in their life and helping others. We have with us today Frieda Keller, a registered nurse from Lafayette, Louisiana. Frieda, are you there?
I am, Rod. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. And I'd like you to also share a little bit about your personal story that you went down this path using the Habits of Health system and how you're now helping others as a registered nurse and certified health coach.
Well, thank you for that opportunity, Rod. And I'd love to share my story. I started this program way back on July 3rd of 2007. And, you know, when I got started, all I knew about the program was I was going to eat some provided meals. I had to read the Quick Start Guide, and my coach was going to help me. And I was a stubborn, skeptical, obese, registered nurse. You know, I just had it in my head. I knew this wouldn't work, but I promised my health coach that I'd commit to the program for 30 days. You see, my health coach is my sister. And she loves me, and she was worried about my health. Right. So I did exactly what I promised. I just followed the program exactly as it was outlined in the Quick Start Guide, and I lost 35 pounds in my first 30 days.
Wow.
Now, that's not typical, but I did weigh 270 pounds, so I was very happy and grateful that success had come that quick.
You bet.
See, my health coach explained that if I would lose just 10% of my weight, you know, for me, that was 27 pounds, I could cut my risk of disease by 50%. So I did that in my first month, and now I was really motivated. So I went on to lose 127 pounds in 10 months, and I reduced my risk of disease. I was able to stop taking my prescription treatment for gastric reflux. My blood lab values dropped into the normal ranges, and most important, I just felt great.
Wow.
That took a little over a year. So, you know, now all of a sudden I'm in the summer of 2008, and I've gone through transition and maintenance. I'm doing really well. I'm still utilizing the MetaFast products for snacks during the day, and I'm continuing to contact my health coach. Now, I did this for 6 months. I maintained and then decided to take the next plunge. It was time to just truly get healthy, not just lose some weight.
Right.
So that's when Dr. Anderson had just published his first book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. And in Chapter 5, he included that health assessment. Well, I hated Chapter 5. I mean, here I had just lost all this weight, and yet after I took the health assessment, I was still very sick by my score. I mean, my score was a 33. And so I just, you know, it was kind of that slap in the face, and it really motivated me to make some more changes so that I could improve my health, not just lose weight, but really get healthy. And that's the first thing that the Habits of Health did for me. They moved me toward optimal health. It shifted me from weight loss to health.
You bet.
So, yeah, about a year later, I did some changes in my life. My health score is improving, but I'm just human, and I started backing up and repeating some of those habits, falling into the same old habits. So I had to think, you know, what the heck am I going to do? Well, Dr. Ray had just published his second book, Living a Longer, Healthier Life. And that's a companion workbook. And this is what I love to explain. What these books have done for me, the first one, The Habits of Health, has given me the knowledge I need. And I love it. It's written well. It's easy reading. It's like Dr. A sitting there talking to me. It's great information, but I was struggling to take that information and make it personal. And then he came out with the workbook, and that's what it enabled me to do. I can take the knowledge and make it personal, and it has given me the means to start making some changes in my life so I can move along that path to a longer, healthier life. And it's what's helped me to be able to maintain my weight, learn about sleep, well-being, decrease inflammation, and I have all those means right there. And then last year he came out with the DVD series.
Right.
So now, when I need a refresher, I just pop in the DVD, I grab the books, I sit down with Dr. Ray and Laurie, and I redo it, and I've just started again. I'm going through it for the third time.
Wow.
And it's just amazing. Yeah.
Well, and I...
So that's my story.
Yeah, and I want to make sure people also realize, Frieda, that while you've gone through your journey and really adopted the Habits of Health system, utilizing Dr. A's book and the workbook and now the DVD, then not only have you changed your life, but as a certified coach, a registered nurse, you're helping others. And you do host a weekly call with Laurie Anderson, Dr. Anderson's wife and registered nurse, on a nationwide call to help people learn how they can create health in their life. And I want to thank you so much for your giving of your time and effort and all the things that you provide us each and every week as you begin to share how we can incorporate the habits of health in our life. Frieda, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Rez, and it's a pleasure.
Great. We're going to travel not too far from Frieda there in Lafayette, Louisiana. We're going to go all the way over to Monroe, Louisiana, and visit my special friend, Elizabeth Gibson. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm doing fantastic, Russ. How are you?
Well, you're always doing fantastic. Every time I talk to you, you're doing fantastic.
Well, that's because there are 210 pounds that I am not carrying around, and that's a great thing.
Woohoo! Now, I saw some...
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just noticing I saw some pictures that you were at the farmer's market. Was that this morning?
Yes, sir.
What's great about the magic of Facebook is we get to communicate with each other. And I saw Elizabeth there, and she posted some pictures, some amazing fruits and vegetables there at the farmer's market. For people that don't know your story, maybe spend a few minutes talking about your personal journey, how you've lost 210 pounds, and what you're doing every day to continue to move your life forward.
I will, and it's interesting that I get to be on the same show as my sweet friend, Frieda Keller, because Frieda and I basically, not knowing each other, started the program at the same time. We progressed at about the same level. We started coaching at the same time. We both had lost about 125 pounds from July to January, but then she was at goal weight, and I was still going because I had more to lose, and I still have 75 pounds to lose, but I've lost 210 pounds. I have gotten off all my diabetes and blood pressure medications. And, of course, that is not the case for everyone. But for me, because I was choosing to live the habits of health, I was able to really make my body so much healthier than it was. And it has completely, completely transformed every aspect of my life. I can tell you, my last four plane trips, I have not needed an extender.
Yay, that's an exciting accomplishment. And for those of you who are struggling out there, when we travel, it's very difficult when we're overweight, isn't it?
Yes, and in fact, it's really funny because on this particular trip, I was in an open seating situation, and I rolled up next to a gentleman, and there was an aisle seat open beside him, and I said, oh, I guess it's me, and he said, come on. And I looked at him, and I said, if you'd have been traveling with me a few years ago, you would have had the look of fear in your eyes if I were choosing to sit next to you, because I would need about a third of your seat.
Well, and what's amazing about that is I'm sure, knowing you and your shining personality, you probably shared with them a little bit about your personal story. Tell the listeners that are listening to the program that, you know, losing 210 pounds is really part of your journey, and you're still running down this path as you start getting closer and closer to your goal. And what does life look like for you now that really didn't exist a few years ago?
Is so very different because lately I have been in situations where there's been a lot of walking to do. And I recently made a trip to Paris. And the last trip that I made to Paris was, I made one about a year and a half ago. But the last one before that, when I really spent much time there, I was at almost my highest weight, and I couldn't do anything. It was all I could do to get out the apartment building door and turn right and go half a block up to the nearest bench that I could sit on. It was very difficult for me to get around. And this time, we're in a new little apartment over there, and it's walking distance to the Seine, even for me. And walking distance now means a good 20, 30-minute walk. And there I am, and there's a beautiful view of the Eiffel Tower. I wouldn't have even known how close we were to the river in the past because I would have been having to get a cab, having to just barely get around. So, oh, let me tell you, I walked everywhere. I walked around museums all day long. And, I mean, that was one of my goals when I was writing down goals for myself was I have gotten to the point where I can easily do a half day in a museum just on my feet the whole time. My goal is by the time I hit my goal weight, I want to be able to spend the entire 8 hours, if I want, walking around a museum and not have dead feet at the end. And if I have to walk to get to the museum and walk to get away from the museum, I want to be able to do all of that. I don't want limits. I don't want limits on what I can do. And because I have done some damage to my body, my knees, et cetera, there are some things that I may not be able to do. But I'll tell you what, everything that I can do, I am going to do.
You bet, and I know you will. I really am always encouraged by your story and watching you. We have an opportunity to see each other as we travel around the country helping people get healthy. You always bring a smile to the room whenever we know Elizabeth is there. Thank you so much for sharing your story today. And I know as you begin to travel all over the world and help thousands of people get healthy, that it really comes from a position of gratitude. And I know that you're so thankful that Dr. A has created this system, the Habits of Health system. And again, thank you so much for being on the show today, Elizabeth.
Absolutely. A pleasure. Thank you, Russ, for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to let everybody know to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. There's lots of information there. We're not taking time to cover that in our show today. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to bring Nancy Pettit back on the line. She wanted to make sure that she covered a point, and we want to give her time to do that. And then we're also going to go back out and visit another health coach, Julie Judy. And so stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the vitamin shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
The world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and I am so excited about today's show. We have had some amazing stories. We have more yet to come. I want to make sure that you visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. There are some amazing links to take you to Dr. Anderson's site, learn all about low glycemic eating, how to sleep better, how to get Dr. A's book, how to take the health quiz. Make sure that you explore. There's just tons of information there. But I wanted to talk a little bit about those. 85% of people that go on a traditional diet gain their weight back within 2 years. And the difference between what we're talking about here at Habits of Health Talk Radio is a complete lifestyle change where we're not only reaching a healthy weight, that's only the first part, but beyond that, it's about how do we transition and maintain a healthy weight for the rest of our life? And no one better to talk about that than Nancy Pettit. Nancy, will you share a little bit about how we can go from reaching a healthy weight to living a longer, healthier life?
Absolutely. That was my greatest fear during the weight loss process. For me, when I first started, I wondered if I would be able to manage a healthy weight. And the great thing is that Dr. Anderson has taught us through the Habits of Health book that we are going to very gradually add back some of the food that we temporarily set aside while we're on the weight loss phase. And we do it slowly so that we our body becomes more adjusted to increasing our calories, and at the same time we can begin to increase our activity level. Now, when I first started on the program, I did no exercise whatsoever because, as some have already mentioned, when you're very overweight, you may have some joint damage and some health issues that you have to take into consideration. So I actually didn't start exercising until about 3.5 years ago, because it was a necessary part of being more healthy. But Dr. Anderson lays it out for us step by step so that we can gradually increase our calories, increase our habits of motion, and we get to a place where we are in equilibrium so that the calories in and the calories out, plus what our body needs to manage itself on a daily basis, is just about equal. And it has been just so phenomenal to be able to, you know exactly what I'm going to eat for the day. Or I still plan out my meals, what I'm going to eat. I never leave the house without being prepared. But Dr. Anderson has really made it so efficient for us. And being able to manage our weight is really based on the science behind the program.
Right. You know, it's one of the things that I think drew me to this system the most is the fact that it wasn't just another idea, another way to lose weight, but it was really the science that went behind not only the meal replacements, which initially help you reach a healthy weight, but all that go into helping us reach a healthy, longer, healthier life for the rest of our life. And I know for sure you, having kept your weight off for over 8.5 years now and really helping a lot of people do that, I'd also like to let people know Nancy hosts a regular call on Wednesdays for people that have lost weight and looking for a way to maintain their weight in our Habits of Health Maintenance Support Call as part of our program. So you get to stay plugged into Nancy on a regular basis. I want to thank you so much for everything you've given us over the many, many years. I know I don't miss a single week where I don't listen to the program. And again, Nancy, thank you so much for everything you're doing, helping other people get healthy around the country.
Thank you so much, Russ. It's a pleasure.
Okay, we're going to also stay back out in Washington, Everett, Washington, and I'd like to bring on another amazing health coach, Julie Dexter O'Brien. Judy, I had to make sure I got all your names in there so that we made sure that we didn't offend anyone, but I wanted to have you share with the people that are listening to the program today a little bit about your story, how you went on the journey, how you lost weight and what it's done for your life and how you've been able to incorporate Dr. A's principles using the Habits of Health.
Well, thanks, Russ. It's such a joy to be on your show today. But more importantly, I just really want to let you know that you can just call me Julie Judy.
Also, I have permission now.
Yeah. I finally, after 11 years, decided to take my husband's name. So anyway, but this has changed my life so much. I just can't even imagine life before, and it's really only been 2 years for me, and I feel like I'm in a whole other realm of reality in my lifetime. And my weight loss story isn't a huge one. It's just about 20 pounds. And let's face facts. There's two-thirds of America that's obese or overweight. Overweight or obese, but the other third of us don't want to be. And so I may not have been somebody that you would think as a big fluffy person, but I was unhealthy. And so I was able to take off my 20 pounds in a matter of, 4 or 5 weeks. And beyond that, I realized that my hypoglycemia that has been so intense my entire life had completely diminished. For 2 years, I have had no blood sugar issues. I've probably fainted 20 times in my lifetime, and that really wrecks your day. So it really does.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there that don't necessarily have type 2 diabetes and or hypoglycemia, but they have a lot of blood sugar issues, and it really wreaks havoc on your energy level and your quality of life. And so I was able to really get myself healthy. I became a health coach right away because I realized that this was something beyond anything I'd ever done. I've tried every diet, pill, cleanse, you name it. I was the professional dieter. And so for me, I realized that, I could literally teach people behavioral modification through Dr. A's Habits of Health course materials. I'm literally able to show someone how to create their habits long-term during their weight loss phase so that it becomes really, by the time they get to their goal weight, get to that healthy lifestyle that they've created, it becomes who they are, not what they have to think about doing. What a relief to have a plan. What a relief to really be able to, I like to compare it to an old song that you haven't heard forever, and you hear it, and, oh, my God, you know all the words
right. Still,
and you haven't heard it for years. And it's like that. It's living your life so that you really don't have to think about it. It's not in your thoughts and your mood and your yo-yo and your anxiety at all times, like so many of us lived our life like that before. So I'm able to pay it forward and really get excited about watching people's lives change right before me. And the joy that fills my heart when they're actually thankful to me for just holding on to their hand is just so amazing. So I have a real passion for our mission that we're a revolution of health coaches that is literally changing the country as we speak. We are moving forward and helping people take control of their lives and get their health and their life back so that we can be the country that we were meant to be.
Julie, you really hit it right on the head, and what a great way to kind of wrap up our show today is that you really talked about, whether you've got 200 pounds to lose or 20 pounds to lose, we're not talking about weight necessarily. We're talking about health. And following Dr. A's book and the principles in the Habits of Health system, you're going to learn how to prepare for this journey. You're going to reach a healthy weight using our system. But Nancy talked about transitioning to a healthier way of eating and learning the habits of health long term. And Dr. A has spent a lot of time about talking about optimizing our health for our age. And the whole benefit of the system is that we get to live a longer, healthier life. And for those people that are listening today, hearing the amazing stories and wondering how you too can get started, I would encourage you today to first make the decision to have health a priority in your life and get connected with the certified health coach who asked you to listen to this program. If you'd like us to help you get connected with one, you can visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. click on the consultation link, and we'll get you in contact with a certified health coach, which will help you have an amazing life, just like Susie Larson, Nancy Pettit, Frida Keller, Elizabeth Gibson, and Julie Judy, who have shared their own personal stories, how they've gotten healthy and created a longer, healthier life, and not only helping themselves, but helping others change the health of the country. Again, thank you so much for being on our show today. We've had some amazing guests. Dr. A should be back next week. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.